Both in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. This morning, as I would normally say, pray with me, I will ask us to pray together. Please take your bulletin there, insert. There's a special prayer I have placed there for us to say together, right after the calendar of events. And I will not start until everyone's had it. We have no more papers turning, so I assume they're all there. Let us pray. Oh, Jesus Christ, I acknowledge you as universal King. All that has been made has been created for you. Exercise all your rights over me.
I renew my baptismal vows.
I renounce Satan,
his pomps, and his works.
I promise to live as a good Christian,
and in particular do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of your church. Divine hearts of Jesus, to you do I offer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge your sacred kingship, and thus the reign of your peace be established throughout the whole universe.
Amen. A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family and friends and family of St. Sebastian. My peace be with you. Please be comfortable. My peace be with you. Whoa, you're actually there already. Are you that anxious to get to Christmas? That means I can just leave the pulpit right now. I want to start this morning with a story that has been running across the airwaves. I don't know if any of you saw it. You know, at Christmas, there's always a rich man who goes around handing out $100 bills. Did anyone know that story? Well, this year he made a different turn, I want to call it about turn. He went to Phoenix and he used the homeless man as his guide to give out $100 this year. What he said to the homeless man, he gave him 3,000 new $100 bills and asked him to give them out as he saw fit. So the homeless man is standing with his cup and his little cardboard sign telling everyone he's homeless. And you know, as usual, some of us will pass, and some will pay no attention, others will drop a couple of coins into his cup. What happened is anytime you pay him attention or drop a couple of coins in his cup, he stopped you and he gave you $100 bill. And he did this over and over. Then there came a guy who dropped the coins in his cup. And when he handed him his $100, he said, his name was Danny. He said, I have 7 kids. I put the change in your cup, but I don't know how I would have been able to buy them gifts. And you just gave me that $100 and made my day. You would have seen the emotions of everyone who would have dropped in his cup. And he gave the $100. But he didn't just give to people that dropped money in his cup. He went to the church and there was a man who did so much for many people. He gave him $400. And they were all brand new. Then there was a homeless mother of 5. He gave her $500. But what was the whole part of the story was Moses said, giving made a new beginning to him. The joy for helping others, even as a homeless person, meant so much. And the good Samaritan who handed and gave them money made the statement that kindness is a bridge between all people. If you feel down and you want to lift yourself up, just do something kind to others, and it will make you feel more than $100. Kindness is a bridge between all people. If you feel down, lift yourself up by doing something good to others. Moses said, giving and seeing others happy was more of a new beginning for him and a changing in his life. At the end, the homeless, the Good Samaritan also gave Moses $1,000 to go and make a better for himself. And to tell you the story, it was more about what our season of Christmas is about. How do we bridge that gap from those who have and those who do not have? How do we help them and make their lives better? The epistle today in Hebrews tells us that Christ came into the world and he says, "See, I have come to do your will." And that's the will of Jesus Christ, is the face for us brothers and sisters, are the people we meet along our journey. The season of Advent has so many different emotions, and our Christian traditions brings them out pretty clearly. And our Episcopal lectionary tells it to us pretty awesome. Last week I sat here in the pulpit and was lecturing us all about John the Baptist, telling the people of Israel that they had lost their way and they were abroad of vipers. But you had that scary message. But then John told us there was an alternative. He would baptize them with water, but the one coming after him would be the Holy Spirit. But this Sunday, listen to the gospel. Wasn't that a beautiful gospel? You have the joy of childbirth, Mary and Elizabeth telling us about the great things God has done for them, and the thrills of the child leaping her womb. What we are today is to celebrate what is to come. Many of our parents, and many of you here who are parents, can remember that first childbirth, how it felt. It brought fulfillment to you of that first child. You were making a difference in the world. You were given the opportunity to reproduce and have the history of your family continue. Advent gives us that double, triple, or quadruple behavior. We have lit the last candle today. And we have that fulfillment of what it stands for, the candles of hope, love, joy, and peace. We know the emotions of hope is the coming of our birth of Jesus Christ. The love is the love that is shared by us, and in turn what we give to each other, and in so in turn we receive. And then the joy, when it comes all together, when we make others feel better about themselves. The joy we did at St. Sebastian this Advent season. The wooden Christmas trees made by Mike. The gifts that was prepared by the ECW for our Shannon parishioners. The, all those who joined together to take care of the physical challenge in our community. Me being Santa Claus for the homeless community. And then, don't forget, those who were there to ring the Salvation Army bell to give. All is the joy for the love of our Savior Jesus Christ. And then today we put it all together with the peace that passes all understanding. Advent is a time for us Christians to reflect. It is a time to share, as we normally say, the three things in our Episcopal Church: time, talent, or treasure. The kind of joy and peace Mary and Elizabeth exhumed when they both found out that they had children. They were going to be mothers. And the children that they were carrying would make a difference in our lives. John, we know, foretell of Jesus coming because he baptized with water. And we know that is our true faith as Christians, is baptism. But Jesus came to show us how to live better, most of all, to let us know we will receive that Holy Spirit that determines who we are, how we are, and how we treat each other. But blessed is she that believed that there would be a fulfillment and the word would be spoken. Maybe in 24 hours. Yes, just about 24 hours. This church will transpose into the beauty of the holiness, and we will celebrate the birth of our Savior. We will sing heartily, and we will give thanks to God for all his goodness. But we will also remember those throughout the world who may be struggling. Sometimes I wonder why I get up and I listen to the news. But it's important that you know what else is going on in the world. People in Indonesia last night was just having a wonderful time. And a tsunami came from nowhere. So far, 168 people have lost their lives. We pray for them. They are far on another coast in the world, but they are brothers and sisters. At this time of Christmas, we always seem to hear tragedy. But our God is still alive, and our Son, His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, is still living with us and among us. That's why the wonderful Magnificat tells us so well. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. We all are servants of Christ. God continue to look with favor on us. All he asks of us is to be a neighbor to your brother and sister, and spend each day living your life to be a better Christian. Let's celebrate his birthday.